Tell me if you're bored.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Flux FM, Kakmada Radio. Radio Gaga mit Kakmada Thacker. Auf Flux FM.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Bop. 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 Bop.
Hello! And welcome to your favorite podcast on the internet.
Hell yeah!
With your favorite band, True Times. With your favorite boys from the B-Town.
B-Town.
My name is Nature. This is Kit Swan. This is Pass.
You.
And this is Pish.
Pish.
And we are Only If You're Bored, aka OIB, aka the band Cock Motherfucker.
Yeah. And we got some exciting things
totally
running here.
Because this is actually the sixth time.
I think like 10th time.
Yeah, more or less the 10th time we're trying to record this episode 3. It's kind of hard, you know, to know, like, is this the one that is going to be the one? Because yes. We've done so many starts now, which has been failed. And yeah. I think this is going to be the one.
This is the one.
Well, some of the smart listeners, aka watchers out there, maybe noticed that we're talking about technical problems or can see that we had some technical problems. Yes. And the answer is yes. We had major technical problems.
Yes. You, Pass, you are building a house.
Mm-hmm.
How is it with technical difficulties when you build a house?
Do you have tools?
Yes, I have good tools.
That you had bought, you paid the full price, you think it's going to do a job?
It's only one case tool. Of that. Yeah, one tool. We bought the wrong tool.
Okay. Or the wrong tool.
It doesn't do the job.
Uh-huh.
So that's the only technical problem that we had.
What tool was it?
Always about
it was like
tools.
A polisher. I'm going to polish wood.
Ah.
And it's not powerful enough. It's like a
tickler.
Yeah, it's really, really like
fucking that's annoying. Yeah.
That's like that's annoying. Buying a camera and it won't film.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, just like that.
That happened to us.
A lot.
We actually bought 2 cameras.
Yeah.
And
which don't film.
They didn't want to film. No. And, you know, they didn't want to charge. It was hell on earth, I can tell you that.
Yes.
And the older and the older me and Pish are getting, the less
patient.
Yes. Yeah. You would have thought I was impatient from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yes, that's true. But with some matters in my life, like technical shit, my patience is lowering and lowering for every year.
Yeah,
because for the young listeners out there, we have been around as persons alive since before internet. And that does something about you. Some things are very slow and some things are very fast. Like, for instance, the difference between...
Chargers, for instance. How come we have, like, a million types of chargers?
For instance, that's...
That's because of the big companies. They, yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem.
This should be a law.
Yeah, but they tried to make a law.
I think there is a law.
There is
common
law.
But Apple is not following that law.
Nope.
No.
And this...
This is not following that law.
This is not following this law. And the other camera was not following
that law. You know.
So it's like, I don't know how many like chargers there is in the world.
No.
But it's probably a lot of them.
That this is a terrible situation for the world, that people are allowed, as long as they sell something on power, you can make your own special charger and even charge extra money for the charger.
Yeah.
Don't charge for the charger.
Can I ask you something?
Mm. Yes.
Like, do you feel that we are in the technical stuff in the world are going really fast?
No, but some of the stuff in the world is going really fast. For instance, hybrid cars, internet, the fastness of internet. That was my point. I didn't get to the point. Was that, like, when we... that grew up before the internet, we had to call the internet, like, physically.
Yeah,
we had to punch in a number and you call it and it's
did you?
Hell yeah. You're younger than me.
But don't you remember that?
Anyway,
I remember.
And to download download this picture, you know, I don't want to say what the picture was of.
But he had finished banking before he had completely downloaded.
I don't want to, you know, speculations. A boy was only 12. But the amount of time compared to these days with the HD quality you can get, there's enormous. difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to technical shit, you know, also some computer programs,
yeah.
Cubase, for instance,
yeah.
Pro Tools, etc., etc., yeah, yeah. Editing programs.
Like movie making programs.
There has never been smooth sailing.
No, no.
Into getting from where you are into where you want to.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And that is so frustrating. And I think it feels sometimes like God is fucking with you.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah,
he just does it. You know,
poke
at
a little
you,
there.
Just to see how angry you can get.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
For those of you that was watching the last episode, maybe you saw bottle of vodka that was standing here empty.
Was it?
I think
empty.
Yeah. There is a picture of it there.
It was empty. Anyway, there is it is online somewhere. We had Homer taped the tequila thing on top of it, yeah. And I got so angry that I had to throw it out the window. That's how angry
you threw
I was.
It down on the floor. Wood?
On the concrete.
I need to tell you,
I was fucking angry.
It was like the 10th time we tried to record.
It was like if I didn't do it, kids would have done it. You know,
throw the bottle.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Would you, kids?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Maybe throw myself.
Flux FM, Kakmada Radio. Only if you're bored.
That was a great intro, I must say, to the program. Welcome again. Today we're going to talk about technical shit. We're also going to talk about how the life is going. Mm. Why don't we start with Christopher? What did you do last night?
Heard I bought a house.
Wow.
Yes.
So big shot.
Big shot.
Yeah. A lot of work needs to be done with that house, so I went there and worked.
Since last time I've been up checking out the house, and I got to say I'm very impressed of how it's going and the amount of room for the amount of money in that project.
In our band we are not afraid of investing.
No.
Or to do economic advice. If you have a question of economy, please, comment. We're all doing well.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can. The advice we will give would probably be better than any other.
Okay.
And after I was spilling, I went out with you, Bish.
Yes. Wow.
We went out and had a beer.
Yeah.
You deserved
or,
that beer.
Yeah.
Or plenty beer.
Plenty, plenty beer.
Plenty. Did we see anything about the 3 o'clock doof yesterday? Was
yes,
that
I
about?
Think so.
Yeah? Yeah. That was about.
I think of 3 o'clock. Pish was also out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But so 3 o'clock doof was out at 10. He was already out by 10, I think. Or 11.
Yes.
Maybe.
Okay, so you were really extraordinary happy yesterday.
Yeah, because I haven't been social for very, very long.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really nice being social again.
Ah, yes. And also the weather was nice. Cold, dry night.
But windy though.
Yeah. A little bit windy, yeah. But still cold, dry.
Yeah.
But it's better than colder, but. A fun night, I gotta say. Also, I was kind of itching a little bit.
Yeah, in the drink itch.
Yes.
The drinkage can.
I wanted to feel the buzz.
Yeah.
You know?
Other than Doof, that's been working hard labor for a week with his body.
Yeah.
You are not, I know, in the same situation, Pish.
No.
But still, you got the itch.
I got the itch.
Yeah.
You
still,
know?
Still.
And I'm a social guy. So when I have been like antisocial for like one day, for like 3 days, I feel the itch.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's great. And
but you don't have to drink every time you got the itch.
No, of course not.
But you got the social itch.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the drink itch. Alcoholism.
That was what we were talking about.
Yeah,
that is the itch.
It is a little bit of that itch as well.
We got to admit, we've been in the industry for 12 years. You know, we have been rock stars now. Of course, they throw free alcohols
after us.
After us.
It's crazy how, because I was thinking about this, like,
everybody
want
to buy you a shot. Hey, take a shot. Come on.
You got to do the shot.
That's true, you know. We have drink pressure in our everyday work.
Yes.
Well, that's how
but we can talk
continue.
About that, like,
that's,
how
continue.
Many days a year do we get free alcohol? Like, free alcohol?
Half of the day, 50-50.
50-50?
Half of the day.
half of the day, half of the year.
But I think, like, the younger generation of musicians and stuff are taking it more easy with the drinking, I think. Like, I feel like if you see, like, Sigri and Aurora, and
they're not big drinkers.
No, they haven't done, like, the rock star way.
They don't know.
As
they don't know. Well, we don't know. We don't know them. Well, no. I know Sigri personally. I know her.
Me too. So
I've met some young musicians that really
drink.
Yeah.
Do they drink more than we did when we were young?
I think so. Maybe.
I never seen anything like what we did. I don't. I haven't seen anything close to what we did, to be honest.
You know. Yeah, I can agree, actually.
To be honest, if we're going to talk real talk here, have you seen anything close to the summer of 2008, for instance? Touring around the world, drinking like hell in Mamoose every day. Mm. I haven't seen it. And look at my face. Still looks like 19. Touched by God.
But it's a very funny, like, how... Do you think like Kigo drinks every night?
No. Kigo is not a big drinker. No. Someone whispered in my ear that he's a little bit of a toker, like myself. 420, you know. Okay. That's just a rumor on the street.
What's a toker?
Toker is a marijuana enjoyer. Oh. Yeah, legal in several states in America.
Yeah, is it legal in Nevada?
In where?
Nevada.
Good question.
Yeah, that's he's in Las Vegas now doing show.
I don't know if it's legal in Nevada.
How many shows does he do?
I don't know.
Like 15 or something like that?
He did last summer. I can tell you some facts about Kigo because I know his stepdad, aka his manager also. I don't know Kigo personally. I like Kigo.
I'm a
big fan of Kigo.
And we can... why we talk so much about Kigo, we also got to say, because he's from our town.
He's from our town, Bergen. And also the envy is, of course, enormous.
You know, enormous.
Enormous. You know, because look at this. What he did last summer was he played resident show in Las Vegas.
Yes.
That means you play like
every day.
Every week.
Every weekend
at this hotel. Mm.
Like Elvis did.
Like Elvis did, like Britney Spears holds the record for doing or something like that.
Most shows.
Yeah. At the same time as he did that at the other best place to do that in the world, which is Ibiza. Mm. That means two residents for last summer, a whole season. Mm-hmm. So that just says something about Kygo's work ethic.
And
he likes to work on both sides of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And he makes a lot of money.
I was talking about this yesterday. We talked about Aurora, the one guy that plays in Aurora.
Aurora.
In Newell Beach.
Also a major star from Bergen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the fun fact about her was that she sold out two venues with 2,500 people in...
In Rio? Oh. We talk in Brazil.
Brazil.
Wow. It's coming from people in the business, we've been in Brazil.
Yeah, we've been in Brazil.
We did not pull that.
People worse than that show?
Well, maybe. Not the same city, so we can't compare
it was festival in Rio.
Well, we pulled around 300 in Sao Paulo.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Ages ago, though. I guess when we come back, there will be more.
600?
Let's hope for 1,000.
Let's hope for 1,000.
It's one of the biggest places in the world.
Yeah, it is. Well, but let's live in a little bit more posh place this time.
Definitely.
Posh.
Didn't
place.
We swear to not go back to Sao Paulo?
Not go back to that part of Sao Paulo and to that hotel, you know. That's what we swear on doing.
Yeah, we all had to change hotel rooms like 3 times because it was sperm stains on all the...
The whole beds. Hotel, you can consider a big stain on humanity. Yeah. You know, that was not a pretty sight.
I've had one of the worst experiences ever in that hotel.
Yeah.
You remember the elevator?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. We came to Sao Paulo, this is 3 years ago or something. Got into this, it was late, we landed late, I remember it was late. Or did we drive there?
No, we landed pretty early.
Yeah, but it was traffic, so took ages to get from the airport to the hotel.
Yes.
And then we got there, we only got like four internets.
And it was the middle of the tour.
You know, then you smell already there that there will be problems in the future.
Internet, three internet.
That's all the internet.
That's it.
That's the internet we got. You know, anyway, then we went into this tiny elevator, like 1x1 meter. The elevator could take 6 people. And of course then, let's go 6 people. You know.
With luggage.
With luggage, we had luggage. So. We had some luggage. Yeah. And this was a pretty tall hotel, even though it was a crappy one.
It was tall.
So I was in like 7th floor or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
The elevator door went closed like this. The elevator started to move and it moved like 30 centimeters like this. Mm. And then it completely stopped. Not slowly, but fast. Panic happened.
Yeah, but
we had to sit down. That was the first thing. And this was before my gluten days, you know.
Yeah.
So we had all stomachs that we didn't trust, especially me and Pish.
Yeah.
So my thought came pretty fast from being okay.
Oh, now I have to shit in this elevator.
You know, I don't want to shit here. I don't want to puke here. You know?
10 seconds after. Like,
our great interpreter friend and you know legend Jorge González
Gonzalez
from Spain Jorge, he was standing like this on the door, like panic was erupting.
Yeah.
Pish went down, smelling his fingers, not to get not to get the smell of the elevator, you know.
Humid.
The, you know, you go into crisis mode. We didn't want to touch.
No.
People said to me, stay away from the door, because what can happen is that you can actually break your head and shit like that.
Mm. And cut off your leg.
Cut, yeah.
That happened to the drummer of LCD Sound System. He died in an elevator that stopped. He went out of the elevator and then...
Well, let me continue the story, because this goes from being a trivia show story to extreme story. Extreme danger
and
story.
Now we're probably like 30 seconds in the stop, right?
Yeah, we are. No, we're looking at 1 minute. Yeah, we're looking at one minute.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
But there is panic.
Yeah.
And there is clear panic. And yeah, so Jorge starts, polite Jorge, he goes like, pardona. And we are even in. Not
we're
in
still
space.
In the first floor, yeah. Right? Yeah. So the reception was just outside.
Yeah. Pardona, pardona. No one could hear anything. You know, we could. Yeah. Pish couldn't hear it down on the floor.
No.
Put it that way. Yeah. You know, pardona, pardona. That didn't work. Hawke's technique didn't work. Mm. We had to go into the more North European, Nordic technique, which was first banging. We are stuck. Bang, bang, bang. Nothing happened.
No, nothing happened.
Mm. You know? It had to go so far that me, like the tour of the band, had to go with my pure muscle and drag it open and scream for more help.
Yeah.
And then Jorge kind of took over, because they said, you will die if you do that. And
But it went fine.
No puking, no shitting.
No. The funny thing about this hotel also was that we couldn't use the stairs because the fire emergency. Then they had just put a lot of furniture in the stairs. Do you remember that?
Yes, and there was no lights.
No
but
lights.
But I remember using it.
You did?
Yeah,
there wasn't stairs, yeah. So it was terribly dangerous. Yeah,
extremely
place.
And the floor numbers were just wrong. You went up and it was like 1, 6, 5, and then 2. And it was like... And you had to count, I remember. What if it was an actual fire?
If it was an actual fire in that place...
That was another story.
And it was a lot of prostitutes on the streets.
Yeah, I never seen that many prostitutes.
But it was weird that the guy that booked us in Sao Paulo, he was Norwegian.
I know.
And he used to play for a famous band in Norway called Beeswax.
Huh? Did he?
Yeah, he was the drummer in that band.
In and Beeswax,
I think he just booked us to get the Brunost.
Yeah, we even brought the Brunost, I was going to say.
And he was so obsessed with this cheese. You got the cheese? You got the Brunost?
Yeah. I think that's the only reason
like he booked the traditional cheese we have here in Norway. It's called brown cheese.
And talking about it, we've never been treated worse by any promoter.
No.
I find him really nice.
He was a nice guy, but it was the worst hotel. You know,
yeah.
He was a nice guy. His brown cheese. You know, as a promoter. Mm.
Flux FM, Kakmada Radio, Radio motherfucker of Flux FM,
Kakmada Radio. Continue. What did you do last night?
I was at the Landmark.
You did went to the concert.
Mm. What concert?
Kjetilmøster and the drummer from.
Deerhoof.
The drummer of Deerhoof, he's great.
Deerwolf?
Deerhoof.
Deerhoof.
Mm. Oh. It was cool.
Yeah. Mm. Well, over to me. Do you want to talk more about what you did? Yesterday, I didn't go out drinking because I was out drinking the day before. So that was no problem. But I have a thing I like after becoming more famous. Being out on town, especially in Bergen, is a little bit stressful for me.
Mm.
Especially if I'm with friends. Because then I'm kind of with a guy, but then I keep on getting interrupted.
Mm, I see your point.
You see what I mean? Mm. So for me, some days it's very fun to just go out. Like I call it Lonely Wolf.
Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf. So I had a Lone Wolf night.
It's the song by Aha.
That's the best.
That's the best. Yes. We have talked about this before. The Lone Wolf. You're a lone wolf for yourself.
Yeah.
And I had actually a great lone wolf. Let me tell you my night, Friday night. I first stayed home, just played some video games. You know?
It is funny. Yeah.
Enjoyed some marijuana at the same time.
Yes.
And then... I was invited by a friend So, and then another friend even sent me a text message. So I wasn't gonna ditch my first friend. I was gonna take 2 + 2 and make it to 4. You know
was
what I mean?
This the day before?
1 + 1 and make it 2.
Yeah, right. 1 + 1 make it 2.
Was that the day before?
This is the day before yesterday.
The Friday.
So this one guy had already invited me and I wanted to go to see his thing, but I was, you know, the video gaming went well, so I was about to maybe, I'm going to stay home and chill.
It was 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, we were gaming together, actually. Yes. But then another guy also sent me a text, which put the spark on the feud.
Fire and ass.
Yeah, and made me decide I'm going to go on this lonely wolf, you know?
It's the song by Heart, Cry Wolf.
Woo! Yeah. Fits perfectly.
Lone Wolf.
Woo! Well, anyway, I went out to the Lone Wolf. I met my other friend then first.
Which was
Crick.
The friend?
Crick.
Crick.
Did so he you send were, you a message? Actually
yeah,
just
he was the one sending me a message that sparked me.
So you were actually just a lone wolf walking from your home to the city.
No, taking a taxi. I forgot that's a cool part because that's how chill it was. You know, I was home, then I got another picture. I'm gonna do. Yeah, I'm ordering a taxi. chill. So I came in to Legal like
around, and went out.
Just from my door in the taxi. 10 minutes, then out the door, out the taxi, straight into Legal, which is
a bar.
A bar, and bought,
Hooch?
No, I actually went for an old Danish and red wine.
Wow. That's
that's fuel.
That's fuel.
Fuel for the soul.
Fuel.
That's nice.
Anyway, I can talk about this night also for a long time because there's a lot of cool shit happening. Mm. Met this guy from the Kamel video, you know, the fat kind of guy.
Yeah, Mott.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
Sorry, Mats. I like talking to Mats.
Very friendly guy.
Very friendly. I found out he works at the gas station.
Aha, he does.
Night shifts.
Aha, he does.
I'm considering actually going tonight because he said the cheapest gas is Sunday night to Monday.
Aha.
And I'm going to go there and order a burger from him and, you know. No, I'm actually not going to order a burger because that was what he said was the worst thing he hated when people did.
Uh-huh.
Came and order a burger.
Because he had to work.
Then he has to work. And that's kind of the only work you have to do now in gas stations.
Yeah, basically.
Can he give discount on gas?
Probably no. I never heard about it.
I don't think that's happening.
No.
Like you can get discount on almost everything in the world.
I can probably get a discount on the wash. I forgot.
Is there any like fun news about good studies and stuff, kids, that's come out lately?
What?
Oh yeah, we had the set list from the last.
Yeah,
it's the sauna thing.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fun.
Like the new study on the sauna, that it's even healthier than we thought.
That's a good question. Then it goes over to you. That is the least sauna-ish guy I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know if you have something against it. I don't think that
you like it in Sweden,
but you don't prioritize it in your everyday life.
No.
Do you consider changing your mind about that?
That's my father is building a sauna right now as we speak. But like I misunderstood the sauna, you know, for many, many years.
Oh yeah.
Because I didn't think of the cooling down part as important.
That's very important.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can I just tell the listeners one more time so we learn everyone how to do a proper sauna?
Yeah, we can do the steps.
The 3 steps.
1 step.
Hot. 2 step. Cold. 3 step. Chill.
Relax.
That's the 3 steps. Mm. So you go into the sauna, you warm yourself up as much as you can, and you decide yourself. Then you go into as cold water as possible. Mm. And the only rule is you have to dip your head.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that cold as well.
No, like but
4 degrees is nice, isn't it?
No, it doesn't have to, but
the
most extreme experience is the colder it is. Mm. Put it this way, and the best training for your body. Mm. But it can also be dangerous, so have that in mind.
Because, I was...
I'm just going to finish. The third part is relax. Mm. Find a place close to the cold where you can lie down and really relax and enjoy life. Mm.
Because I had like a healthy period.
Yes,
once.
You did. Well, had that once.
You had.
How was this?
This is new.
I went swimming like almost every day.
Wow, I remember this. Yeah.
I remember your healthy period actually.
Yeah.
That was a cool period.
Yeah, but then I started doing saunas after I've been swimming.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And then I didn't cool down after.
You have told me this before. I remember now.
Yeah, and because I was I woke up like at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then I went straight to the swimming pool.
In your healthy period.
I was swimming and then I did the sauna.
But you didn't cool down.
I didn't cool down.
Oh, that's
so
amazing.
After when I came out, I was fucked.
Yeah, totally. Of course.
Yeah. Totally ruined in my head.
Sauna
retarded.
But with no
And then
condo.
I didn't understand it, right?
Yeah. Of course, you're going to act like you're sick the whole day.
Yeah.
It's very dangerous,
actually. So I just went to bed again at like 10 in the morning and then I slept until like 6.
This can be very dangerous. I have to warn the people. If you go to the sauna without cooling down properly after, that's not healthy. That's not training. That's actually dangerous. Also, if you feel...
Get sick.
That's medicine to get sick. And... If you feel that you are, like we say in Norway, we're brewing on a sickness, you know.
Don't do the sauna.
Don't do the sauna. If you're a sauna extremist, like me and Pish, for instance, you know your body well, you do the sauna a lot.
Yeah.
Some things I do like to do is when I'm coming out of sickness.
Of sickness, yes.
You can kind of give your out of sickness a boost. Mm. But at this boost out can also be a boost into sickness.
Yes.
And I've done both, you know. Yeah. I've been feeling, I'm getting out of this sickness. So I'm getting into the sauna. Yeah. And it turned out I wasn't getting out. No. I was getting into another one.
Yeah.
And it was even
It
worse.
Is a sick catholicizer, but also a very healthy thing.
Very healthy thing to do. It turns out that doing a sauna, if you do it right, is the same health
as training.
As training, any form of training.
Mm. Yeah, in some ways, yeah.
You have the facts here.
Yeah, like it's good for the heart.
Extremely good for the heart.
And it's good Skin. For... what do you call it? Alzheimer's and dementia.
Mm. Brain. That's brain. Yes. Heart, brain. Too. Yeah. What but more also, can you need? What more do you need?
Also the infection.
Wow. That's heart,
the
thing. Brain,
when
and infection.
When you get a fever, you raise your body temperature to kill off fungi and parasites and bacteria and viruses.
Aha.
And also the immune system works a little bit better at that thing.
But that's actually what you do in a sauna. You give yourself a fever.
But I also read in this story that it doesn't work as a detox.
Yeah, but that's... Actually, I got another study that says that it does.
Aha.
Yeah. So
yeah. Okay.
I think maybe that study, that new one, Norwegian one, isn't as up to date.
Ah, thank you, fact checker kids. Thank you. But that was great facts.
It's not confirmed.
Well, sum it up. Sauna is a motherfucking great thing.
It's
great
good.
Thing. And me and Pish have been preaching this for a long time. We got it through our...
When did we start doing the sauna? When we were like
we were basically born in the sauna.
I got one more fact about the sauna. Yeah. Heat stress also increases BDFN, which is something that the brain uses for the neurogenesis. Okay. That is the growth of the new brain cells.
Well,
wow. And here's the
every
thing.
Every other day.
You should talk into the microphone.
I should do more sauna. You know? And maybe I'll learn
maybe.
It.
Maybe. That's the difference between a guy that's grown up with sauna, done it weekly his whole life, and a guy that doesn't.
But the effects goes away if you do it every day.
Yeah, you should do that.
It's the same if you train a muscle every day.
It's like training.
It doesn't grow back to become stronger.
Mm. Speaking through experience, it is heavy for your body. If you have an important exam the day after, you should not do the sauna the day before.
No.
If you have a concert, if you're not wild nature...
Or Pish.
You cannot do a concert after the sauna.
I had one of my best concert, actually, was after a sauna. I think it was in Zurich.
But also one of your worst.
When?
I remember in Salzburg, actually, in Austria.
You
probably don't remember anything. Because he was on stage like a question mark the whole fucking time.
At the time, you forgot Forever Alone.
I didn't have a sauna.
No, that was not a sauna.
But that was...
that
is
was
that
not
online?
Sauna.
No, I don't
is
know.
Is that online?
Yeah,
I think you have a film of that.
We stood there for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's the worst experience.
Teach acts his own song.
Steve had to teach, yeah.
Can someone else tell the story? I don't want to be the one talking the most.
How was it?
Because I can tell it. Okay. we were in Switzerland playing in the middle of the day show. Well, anyway, we were there playing and then the whole concert has been going very well, actually. Mm. Great talking. Mm. And then we kind of like put the cherry on the pickle or whatever you say.
Cherry on the top.
You know, and then...
cherry on the pickle.
I forgot how to play Forever Alone.
No, but you started and playing in the wrong key.
Yeah,
and I sang and also. It's very embarrassing for me. That's the worst part. Like,
because the song started with only me and Pish. Yeah. Me on guitar and Pish singing with his beautiful voice. It's a very tender moment, you know? And
then we came to my love. Then it was like...
Yeah. I started in the wrong key, so I didn't know how, because I don't know... I don't know what I'm doing, basically.
And then Steve had to...
And then I didn't... see that the problem all the time was that I started in the wrong key.
You probably thought it was me that was the problem.
At that point,
angry face
that fish.
Yeah, I know. I figured out actually at this time it was me, but it took like 5 minutes of total brain freeze, embarrassment.
Yeah, because we stopped and then we started again
two times.
And then Steve had to come over to the guitar and
touch the guitar. Ding 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 ding. So I had to learn.
You cannot come back in your head.
No, an amount of money I've made on this song. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. We ended up playing it well, but it was embarrassing. Embarrassing like hell.
Stupid.
Okay, we are coming to the part of this program, which is eventuelt in Norwegian. Mm-hmm. Someone has something they want to take up.
Eventually.
Do you have...
That's not the same. No.
But do we have any questions from... No, do you want
to
say...
What has been new? We also been to Italy, Ix.
Pesha's been to Italy.
Yeah. Very fun times.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
yeah, so we can do this Italy and then we're over.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Well, anyway, we want to, you know... Flux FM! Download the Flux! Download the app. No, I forgot one thing today. I wanted to print. That's who will now. I can do it. I do a lot.
I do a lot.
Now I want to print like just the logo. We can have it here.
Yeah,
the Flux FM logo. Yeah. Because I feel so bad without mentioning them.
I know.
Italy. Flux FM.
We were in Italy. We're looking for a house.
Yeah, looking for a house.
We didn't.
If you have one,
close to Syracuse.
Yeah,
we're looking for a house.
Yeah.
Also, we will record our next album down there.
A little bit of it, at least. That's the plan.
That's the plan.
And I can tell we stayed at Alan's place. And even there we can also record.
Yeah. And this is the plan.
This
is definitely plan. And from March, I am taking Alfred down there, you know. And we start by that.
I actually have also a week in March, I was thinking.
Joining me, Pish.
Maybe I'm joining now.
Yeah. And so
do in March, do we?
Well, we're going to record album. That's what we're going to do. Well, so me and Pish were down there hanging. Unfortunately, we didn't meet our friend Alan, but we were staying with our great Italian friends, which is, worth mentioning how much they help us.
Yeah,
you know?
Extremely.
That's what it. What a great episode this
very,
was.
Very nice.
It was fun. And
thank you, Christopher. No, you are even better this time than you were last time.
Great.
Kids won. Even better this time than last time. Mm. Myself, I'm always delivering. Pish, you are delivering better than last time.
Thank you, Ash.
And it's nice to see your face.
Flux FM.
Yeah, Flux FM.
Flux FM.
Moderdonia. I can also tell that we are going to Spain, you know. Please, you know, come to our concert. Help us.
We will be in Germany this Wednesday.
We will, you know, help us spread the cock. Yes. Help us, you know, be around, have fun. Mm. This is fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah. Only if you're bored.
Oib.
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 See you next time.
Oib out.
Fantastic generation cock.
Das war eine Stunde Radio Gaga mit Cut Motherfucker. You got someone new. Mehr Kakmada Radio wartet im gleichnamigen Flux Music Channel auf euch. Und nun, willkommen zurück in der Wirklichkeit auf Flux FM.